Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
And welcome to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning, our radio listening audience. We're bringing to you a novel, powerful, and beautiful discussion. Common sense ain't so common. Wow, that is a heavy discussion, huh? Never thought about that one. Well, we know that we've been given that some serious thought. Common sense just ain't so common. Common sense is what every human being is born with. So, therefore, when you think of education is good. That is formal education. But when you think about the word formal, it means not the real education, but a form of education. The real education is in the human soul and heart, and it is common for all people, like common sense. Webster's meaning for education is the process of training and developing the knowledge, skill, mind, character, and so on, especially by formal schooling, or should we say institutionalized schooling. These words mention training the mind and by institutionalized schooling have deep meaning when you think about it. As the people used to say when we were growing up, they ain't nothing but an educated fool. Wow, that's heavy. What did they really mean by that? Well, when we look at the phrase common sense, we start to think about that ordinary sense, God-given sense, of the ability to think a reason for self. As Webster says, ordinary good sense, a common practical judgment. Again, thinking for self, using the insight from within. The reason why man's problems that he's having today seem so complicated is because common sense is missing from the equation. It has been replaced with institutionalized thinking. Thank you, our beautiful radio listening audience. I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, The Reality of the Creator. And today, again, we have the discussion of our subject, Common Sense Ain't So Common. We want to remind you that Imam Shahid Shabbat is a long-time struggle in the cause of reaching out into the communities, reaching to people, and turning them back to their Creator, to God, to the way of life that He has designed for us to live, traveling many thousands of miles for many, many years, almost 40 years, in fact, going door to door, knocking on doors, talking to people on the streets, and He's still doing it today. So we want to hear from this wise man that has been given to us from our Creator. And without any further delay, I will have him to join us now. Imam Shahid Shabbat. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Good morning to the listening audience. I hope all of you are enjoying this beautiful day that we've been given another opportunity to get our life in the order that we need to take us to our destination, which is where we come from. To the Creator we come from, and to our Creator we shall all return. We must die, and we must be resurrected for the judgment of our life and the appraisal of our life in this world. This world is like a school. We're here to learn. Learn from our mistakes. The Creator says in his final revelations of the Holy Quran that if he'd have wanted to make everybody perfect, he could have did that. But he says that he didn't create a world of perfect people because we wouldn't have no opportunity to grow. We wouldn't have an opportunity to learn. So we are imperfect creatures so that we could have an opportunity to strive for the perfection of our Creator. He's perfect. I shared with a gentleman this morning, I don't mind admitting to my imperfection, because until you can admit that you're imperfect, then you can never learn. Because everything in creation is imperfect, but it follows at the same time a law, the law of the Creator that is the perfect Creator, and it stays in order. So even though we are imperfect creatures, if we follow the Creator's will, then his will make it appear as though we're perfect, because we'll have harmony. See, you don't have to be perfect to have harmony. You can disagree with a person to agree and still have harmony. So as a people, I just want to say this, African-American people, we are the people that, out of all the human race, we are people that's missing something that's vital for us to survive the coming days of struggles, the coming days of political struggle, the coming days of social struggle. We will not survive like a lot of other people and other races will, simply because of the fact that we don't have unity. We don't have unity, and we don't trust each other as a people. And this is very important. We don't trust each other. We look at our communities. I'm speaking on us because I got to speak on us first. We look at our communities and we see our communities ran down. We see our communities being ran down. We see destruction all around us in our communities. And we're doing it to ourselves. Now we see that the government has passed laws that is really like slavery, when that the law is that really all over. When they had that stand your ground law, when Trayvon Martin was killed down there, I think it was in Florida, peace be upon his soul, they were saying that a white man, white police or black police, they got the right, especially the white ones, or Caucasian, to just look at a black man and say, he looked threatening to me, and just kill him, shoot him down. Now, why am I saying this? Our problem as a people is that, as the code says, we've been institutionalized. Now, I want to break down the word institutionalized, because most of the African-American men or males that's in prison, they are institutionalized. They come out, and they do something to go right back in. They're more comfortable in prison than they are on the street. Now, that's institutionalized. Now, what is that? Let's break down this word institutionalized. In, we hear the word in the beginning. Institutionalized. At the end of the word, we hear lies. So they keep you under lies. The white man keep us under lies so that he can keep us institutionalized. That means we cannot think for ourselves. He got us under his indoctrination. And his indoctrination keep us self-destructive in slavery 200 years ago, 300 years ago. They wouldn't let our foreparents read for a long time. We couldn't read. We recently just got the right to read, and the vote not too long ago. And we see things are still not better for us. Why? Because we've been tricked. We've been deceived. The enemy is not going to tell you how to be free. The enemy is going, your enemy is a deceiver. In the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Almighty Allah, the creator of Freddy, he says that Satan is the chief deceiver. Now, he says Satan also have an army on this earth, and his army is people. And his army is also evil spirits that you can't see. Well, all of them are deceivers, like their father. So when you know that you're dealing with a deceiver, then you have to try to come up with a strategy to defeat his deceit so you won't fall into his traps and be destroyed and destroy yourself and your people. So the only way we can overcome his deceit is by a new education. We have to educate and re-educate ourselves. We can't wait on other people to educate us on our history and on our destiny, on our origin. We have to do this ourselves. So education is a key. As the co-host said, formal education is good. We need to know how to read, write, add, spell, count. We need all of that. That's basic education. Okay? But that education, and even when you go to higher learning and get bachelor degrees and all these degrees, all of these degrees and all of this formal education is only dealing with the material world. It's not dealing with the spiritual world inside of you. On the spiritual world, you can't see this unseen. It's all around you. You can't see it because Almighty God's world is hidden from the material world. Almighty God Allah say the material world is a veil, like a cover over your eyes to keep you from seeing his real world and his reality, which is eternal, spiritual, forever. So in order to get ourselves out of this rut we're in as a people, African-American people, we got to take our focus off, you know, trying to imitate our slave master, first of all. We got to stop depending on our slave master to free us. If you wanted us free, you wouldn't have never came over to Africa and brought us here and put us in slavery. They never intended for you to be free. Queen Elizabeth II over in England, she was the daughter of her mother, who was the queen. In cahoots with America, there are people from America, the Europeans, that came over here. She sent an ambassador over here, America sent an ambassador over to talk to her about the slave trade. She told him, he was telling her that the North and the South wanted to go to war because they wanted to keep, one wanted to keep the slaves in bondage and the other wanted to kill the slaves. And she said, tell them, and I want the slaves to go free. She said, go back to America and tell the North and the South the slaves are our commerce, our wealth, and they must never go free. So this is a message from the past to the wise for the day. Do you see the government trying to free African-American people from the self-destructive actions that they have among themselves? No, you don't. In fact, they're helping to aid that destruction. People, African-American people, I want to say to you that you are the original people, are the first people that were created. You are the people that have civilized all the other people in the world. But you have to study history to know this. If you just go by what you hear on TV or go by what you read on the computer, see on the computer, I don't care whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, all of these things that you need to know to free yourself, you need to understand that you have to free yourself first as an individual. And then you become free, you can help your brother and your sister become free. But you got to free yourself first. You got to free yourself of your own thinking and realize that all knowledge is with the Creator. Allah, the Creator. Whoever you want to call him, the spiritual creator, who is all-knowing and all-wise and all-powerful. So with that said, I'm going to leave that for food for thought at this time, because we may have some guests, and I want them to give their input. Some of our guests are just listening. That's good also. But if they see me and they want to ask me a question, they can do that. If they want to ask me a question on the talk show here, they can do that also. I'll be glad to the best of my ability entertain their question and answer to the best of my ability. So at this time, I'm going to say, as I begin, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum for now.
Alaikum assalam. I'm going strong to you, Imam Shahid Shabbat. Beginning the talk with common sense ain't so common. Shahid is starting off strong this morning. We want to thank you for joining us again, and we will be listening and hearing from you and your comments thus far on what you are hearing on the discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want your feedback. We welcome it. And we are now going to give you a chance to have a word or two to say on common sense ain't so common. The first number I see on our board today is 443-704-4993. Good morning. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Beauty to Bear, Baltimore, Maryland.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling in this morning. So far, do you have a comment on our discussion? Common Sense Ain't So Common by Imam Shahid Shabazz?
No, I do not, but I agree with what he was talking about.
All right, thank you very much. Just continue to listen to the show. There's more to come, and you'll probably want to have a word or two to say before it's over with.
Okay.
I'm going to go on now to the next caller, 804-553-0350. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe sometimes we have listeners calling in who don't want to call, and I just want to remind you all that it's great just to listen. But usually when the listeners call in, they're not supposed to put their number on the board for us, because whatever shows up on our switchboard is the number that we call for the comments. And we hope and pray that all of you are really enjoying the show. We love coming to you. This is not just our show, Imam Shahid Shabazz, or my show, Isra Abdul. It is your show. It is for you. We want your feedback. We want you to receive some good inspiration and knowledge and wisdom that you can carry back with you and share with others. And we want you to enjoy the show. So please just continue to listen. You don't have to make a comment. You can just listen and enjoy the show. I want to remind the rest of the audience that you are listening to the broadcast radio show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, invite others to join in with you as you listen to the wonderful, wonderful teachings and words of inspiration and wisdom from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz has beautifully bringing to you a discussion about our thinking, pattern, how we think, and the fact that we're not using the thinking mechanism and the sense, the natural sense that was given to us by our Creator, because we become addicted to the knowledge of this society, man's knowledge. And this is what we're trying to use to solve the problems that we have today. But we've got to stop depending on our master's knowledge to feed us. but listen to the call from within, the dictate of the heart, the word of God, and come back to our common sense way of thinking and seeing and reasoning, because we are listening to his guidance from within us, and it's always the right guidance. And the only help we can get is from our Creator, Almighty God, Allah, and the only saving is going to be from him. That's the only way we're going to be saved from this situation. That's the only way these problems are going to stop that we're having today, is that we're going to have to come from within, start thinking seriously with our common sense, working together, unify, and trying to solve these problems with logical reason, principle, intelligence, reason, and not continue to allow our emotions to control us. This is the way that the slave master is designed for us, and this is the way to self-destruction. Again, without any further delay, I will turn you back to our Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum again. Peace be unto you all. And I'm grateful that the guests are enjoying the program. I wanted to first start off talking to the African-American people because I want you to know as a people, you're special people. Not special because of your race, your skin color. We are special people because if you study history, you will find that all the prophets and messengers, all of the righteous people of Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and earth, they were black people. Why am I saying that? They were the kings and queens. I'm saying this because since we've been here in America, the United States, the African American people, we have been demoralized and dehumanized to such a degree that we've been so demoralized and dehumanized that we look at ourselves as being just not human. We look at ourselves as being animalistic. And so we were made like this, people. We are not just this way. I hear people right now are just talking about how bad the children are, how bad the teenagers are. Don't do that. Stop doing that. I mean, you have to let them know their past history. You need to learn your own past history, adults, so that you know who you are. Most of the African Americans are adults. They don't even know who they are. Because why? Most African Americans do not like to read. Therefore, by not liking to read, you cannot learn. You can't grow. Let me share this with you briefly. We have to feed our body food in order to sustain our body. Well, likewise, we have to feed our mind with the right knowledge in order for our mind to grow so that we can make progress in this world and prepare ourselves for the next world. But then there's a third stage of development we need before we can make progress mentally. We have to have a personal connection with our Creator, who is all-knowing, and let him feed our souls with his word, which gives us true insight to see all of the false things, the lies and false things that have been taught to us, so that we can undo those lies and follow the clear truth that will lead us to our spiritual destiny. Our destiny, not only as African American people, but as a human race, is spiritual. Our body is like a house. You stay in your house, but you can't stay in your house and pay your bills. You got to go outside of your house to go to work so you can keep a house to stay in. Likewise with Almighty God. If you don't work in righteousness, if you don't work for justice and equality, one for others that the good you enjoy, then God will leave you. He will dwell in your body and guide you. So we have to work for freedom. We have to work for justice. And we have to work for equality. No people ever gain their freedom. No people ever gain justice or equality without a revolution. But most black people think that the enemies that is trying to destroy us just going to voluntarily, you know, free us. For no people have ever got free from their oppressive government until they turned back to Almighty God and united and followed the men, the prophets, and the messengers of Almighty God, who God was with, the Creator was with, Allah was with. And he guided them to their freedom, and he destroyed their oppressors. Well, I'm going to say the Creator don't change. The same process is taking place right now. So all of you African-American people in particular, if you want to be free, you want to see these police stop killing blacks, our black youth. If you want to see black people stop killing black people, because I'm telling you the truth, you got more black people killing black people than you have white police killing black people at random. So we got to stop our own self-destruction. We got to learn about ourselves and know that we are great people. And the reason the white man and the Jew in particular fear us, they know our history. They know how great we are. But we don't know our history, so we don't know our true history. We only know his story, the lie that the white man done told us about our history here in America. And that's an ugly history. That's a history that to degrade us and to demoralize us. So, yeah, we need to talk on this subject because, I tell you, I've never seen our people in worse shape than they are today. As I said on the program last week, you have women, African-American women, adult women, cursing their little bit of children, even little bit of babies in stroller, you hear them cursing them. You know, I won't use the words they use, but cursing them out, calling them, you know, all kinds of curse words. And how do you expect for us to have a future as a people when we don't have self-respect? See, slavery took away our self-respect. It divided us. Divide and conquer. See, when you divide a people, you can conquer them. But when a people are united, very seldom can you conquer that people. In fact, you can't conquer them because it's strength in unity, but it's weakness in division. So I just want to emphasize unity for black people. We must come back to unity. But before we can come back to unity, we must turn back to Almighty God. Turn back to Almighty God, what, in some religion? No, in your own soul, in your own heart. We've always been a spiritual people, the African people. We always was in touch with the Creator and with his creation. We could read the signs in nature and know what our Creator was saying to us. When I was coming up, I'm 60, the elderly people in the South, they could tell you when it was going to rain. They could tell you things that, you know, you couldn't learn in school because these words was coming from the divine inspiration of the Creator, which they kept a connection with inside of their own souls and hearts. So at this time, I'm going to conclude. I do want to say this to the co-host. I do hear noise in the background. She may not want me to mention it, but it may distract from other people. I mean, I know I hear it, so, you know, but at this time, I will give away to a guest. If a guest have anything they want to say, I would like to bring them on at this time. So I'm going to say peace be unto you, all of you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Jaheed Shabbat. Yes, at this time, we don't have any guests going on the switchboard. We have punched that number one button to say that they would like to express themselves or have a word to say or a question to ask. Now, for you who are out in the audience, our radio listening audience, if there is a question that you would like to ask, a comment that you would like to make, press that number one button, number one, on your phone, and you will show up on the switchboard. I'm going to be glad to have you join us. But Ma'am Shaheen Shabazz, I'd like to say that you're coming home strong again. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, the message that you're giving out. And we thank those who are joining us. People, we must come back, bring God back into our hearts. Let's bring God back into our hearts. Feel him. Feel him in your soul. Let him make your spirit. Let him move your spirit. Wake up and start feeling for your brother what you feel for yourself. Let's bring back that brotherly love, that neighboring love. We have black power groups speaking out all over the United States about the injustice done to African Americans, the killing of our males and our youth. And it's not just the males, the struggle from the males. But each day you also have our youth, especially young children, girls and boys, and young men and women being killed all over the United States, senselessly. Nothing but just the color of their skin. This is ridiculous, people. We've got to come together as one. All these small groups that are marching and speaking and talking, that's good. At least we're doing something now. We're getting the fire under our feet, and we're speaking out and let it be known that we can no longer accept this killing and injustice that's being done to us. But we must come together. We must use the spirit of the soul that's given to us by our Creator. We must do logical thinking, coming with the spirit and justice and righteousness of our Creator. And we must come together and bring our feelings, bring our thoughts out, and let them be known, and seek justice in the right way. We can't allow ourselves to become emotional and start fighting with nothing to fight with but our voices. We then are committing suicide. We have no weapons.
Hello?
To beat the weapons of the wicked, evil rule of this society.
Yeah.
Our weapon is our Creator,
okay.
Almighty God, Allah. We've got to learn to have faith, to believe. And we've got to learn that we too must sacrifice as our foreparents sacrificed for us. We've got to sacrifice and continue the battle until we know that we are free. Until we're no longer treated as second-class citizens, a three-fourths of a human being. We've got to learn to stand up and continue that battle that we're talking about our foreparents who fought so that we might even be here today with the partial freedom that we do have. It is up to us to free ourselves. It's up to us to join together and help self as others are helping self. People from other countries are coming here, taking over America because they join together for self-help, self-love. They spend for each other. They help each other to get jobs. They help each other to get a roof over their head. They help each other to have food in their mouth. And we can do the same here. We should be the leaders and not the followers. So let's get up, wake up, and come together and work together to solve the problems that have been created for us. They're created for us to solve, huh? Yes, yes. We can't have this goodness and freedom that we're looking for without the battle. We have to understand why it's necessary for us to be free. And now, without any further delay, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion, Common Sense Makes No Sense. So people, come on, join us. We all have something to say. It's burning within to be heard, to express ourselves. This is when we bring it out and come together and express our feelings and what we think about what's going on in this world around us today that we live in. Now back to our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all again. People, I'd just like to say a few things about life and about reality. People, you have lots of religion today in the world, and you have religious feuds. You know, one religion said that they're better than another religion, and that saying that if you follow one religion, you won't go to heaven or you're on the wrong path. I say to you all, people, religion is not the way to come together as one human family, but the oneness of the Creator, understanding that we all have one Creator, and that one Creator, by him being one, his Spirit is one. So when he put his Spirit in us, it makes us one. So it's no way we can be spiritual or we can be godly in any religion if you reject another religion and say they're going to hell because they don't believe or their faith going to be bad here and in the hereafter because they don't follow our thinking. The only way we're going to get back in order and prepare for this spiritual journey back to our Creator, we have to understand that our Creator is one, his creation is one, and the human spirit, which is his spirit, in us, that he put in the human being, humankind, is one. So oneness is the key, people. Unity. Unity is the key to life because the Creator is one, and he is life. So we have to understand that the government of the United States of America, you got 1% of the people in this country rich. You got 99% poor. That's tremendous injustice. You can't get no worse than that. And why is that? Because this country in particular has took God consciousness out of the life of the people. They used to have prayer in school when I was going to school. And before we started that school day, we had to get up and pray and then pledge allegiance to the country that we were going to try to make our country better, a better place for all of us to live. Well, that won't nothing but a bunch of gain. It won't nothing but a bunch of gain. The devil always used God to draw you to his evil. He always comes as a wolf in sheep clothing. So we've been bamboozled, deceived, misled by this government as a people, the African-American people. Now the majority of the people in the country is being misled. It ain't about race no more because it ain't never really been about one race against another. It's always been about the Satan being against the human race. He told God Almighty before he got cast out of the heavens, he said, you put me down on earth, I'm going to try to destroy and lead all people. He didn't say black or white. He said all human beings to destruction. He said, I'm going to try to destroy them all. And he got permission by the Creator to do that. So today he realized his time is about us, to Satan. He also realized that time is right around the corner, close for his followers, the evil people, the ungodly people, the hypocrites, the disbelievers in the Creator. They disbelieve in the Creator because they can't see him with their mortal eyes. And this is what got this country in serious trouble. Most people in this country believe in what they see. And they don't believe in the unseen. Well, you have delivered yourself to evil when you are like that, because Almighty Allah say the root of all evil is the love of the material world, of materialism. So when you all believe in materialism, you have an evil world of evil people. See? So God say in order, the Creator, Allah say in order to change the world, He said you must come back to believing in His unseen world. Though you don't see His world, you know He's the one that you can't see that's keeping the material world sustained or going. So, people, we must come back to believe in the unseen and understand that when you forget your Creator, you forget your own soul, your own real life. You see, our life is our soul. And your soul gives birth to your intelligence. You can't be an intelligent, and then that's all common sense is. Common sense means it sits to see beyond the material world with the spiritual sense that Almighty God give, Allah give every human being. We got five physical senses. A lot of people call the sixth sense the spiritual sense, and it is. It's the spiritual insight that the Creator gives you to understand His world, His reality, and to see that everything He created is not real, it's false, it's just a test of our faith. It's just a test of our faith. The reality is unseen. You can't see the spirit, but you can feel it. And it's a spirit of love. It's not a spirit of hate. Almighty God is love. And until we come back to the spirit of love, we're going to see the devil have his way with us and cause us to continue to destroy ourselves and each other. And he's got the rich people working for him. Huh? Yeah, he's got the rich people working for him. And if we don't change quickly, we're going to be destroyed because Almighty God is getting ready to destroy all evil very soon, believe it or not. And he's going to really destroy America. Because America spreads evil all around the world. America oppressed black people all around the world. The Jews and the whites. They've been destroying and killing black people all throughout the centuries, for thousands of years, and they're still doing it. They're just doing what they've been doing. They're doing it because black people won't stick together. They won't change. You see? So I just want to say that to let you all know that this is a wake-up message, a wake-up call. Wake up before you won't have an opportunity to wake up. All right, peace be with you. I'm going to say assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, speaking on his show, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., today's discussion, common sense, and so common. And people, this is the wake-up call, as he says. Even the subject is a wake-up call. Common sense ain't so common. Most people don't even think about what they're saying. They just start talking and saying what they hear others say. What they have been conditioned to say in this society. As I said, when we were growing up, we would hear our people, our fathers, grandparents, aunts and uncles, those that were oldest, our elders, say there ain't nothing but a bunch of educated fools. What do they mean about that? We used to laugh at it. It was funny to us. And they would be talking about those who had gone to school and gotten these degrees and all. But what they were saying was something that was really insight that we could see unless we had that spiritual wisdom. They saw that our people were losing the ability to think for self, to use their common sense and knowledge that their Creator had given to them, to listen to His word. And they had started depending on the education from the system, from those in, over them, from their slave master. They waited for him to tell them what to do, tell them how to think, tell them what to say. And you can see the results of that today, and it's worse than ever. It's on school for everything, and you can get nothing. It's a deliberate plan today for if you don't get my education, you don't get no money. You won't be able to have a nice home. You won't be able to have a nice car unless you get what I give you and use it the way I say use it and think and act the way I tell you to think and act with it. This is what has happened, people. And this is why we're in the situation that we're in. And he uses the ones who refuse to become a part of this educated system of his. These are the ones he calls the ignorant ones, the poor ones, the ones who are less than average. And he goes out to destroy them, to tell them to teach a lesson to the others. If you don't stay within the lines that I have given you, if you don't get my education and my teaching, this is what's going to happen to you, to put fear into, fear into the hearts and souls about African-American people, and not just them, but of all minorities. The one who has been in rule on this world that God gave a time and a period to rule, he sees himself as still being the ruler. But let's look at what's going on now. Everything evolves in a circle and has a time and period. It is time, African Americans, for you to be the rulers again, like in the beginning, so will it be in the ending. It is your time now. And as Imam Shahid Shabal says, President Obama is not just any ordinary president. He's the sign of the time. And he's to let you know that it's your time for you to get back on your feet. For you to take over. But you can't take over with the same knowledge that's destroying you, that's been given to you to destroy you. You've got to get back together. Know who you are. Know who your creator is. Start from within, the sincerity of your heart, the spiritual knowledge. Listen to the dictate of the heart from the Creator. Come together. You've got to learn how to love all over again. Because you haven't been taught love, you've been taught hatred. You haven't been taught how to do good to one another. You've been taught how to hurt one another, do evil, destroy each other. These things, we must all as African Americans learn again how to be civilized, good people. See, when this ruler, the slave master, took over, he learned from you, African Americans, how to rule. He took that good. He studied you. He took everything that was good and that worked and brought about unity because he didn't have it. And brought about love. And kept society together, glued together. He took that from you and taught you his evil, wicked ways of dividing, separate, how to hate, and how to keep bickering and fighting at one another, picking at one another, and keep conflict going until we gradually destroy one another. So it has been reversed. The good that you want to say that he's doing now, oh, look at him. How civilized he's acting, that was you. That was your forecast. He took it away, now it's time for you to get it back. Time for you to find yourself. Come home. Let's get it together. And bring back the way of life that our Creator has chosen for us to live. I think we have two more calls on. There's one that has been here for a minute, so I'm going to call this one up first. That's 240-427-7234. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Good morning. Hey, hello. Hey, good morning. This is Sophie. I'm from D.C. And I tuned in to hear what you were saying. It's very beautiful. Yeah, that is true. That's something we need to do. We must realize where we come from and notice how far we've fallen to regain who we are, to get back to that level and surpass it. I now started working with NAACP in the D.C. chapter, and I would like encourage anybody who would like to help mentor the kids or to help with programs or if there's any kids. It's mostly for those kids in high school and college who eventually want to sprout out to the middle schoolers as well. But the NAACP Youth Council is a group that I'm a part of, and I take great pride in helping them out and trying to get them to see the world in a different light and not feed so much into the negativity of where we are at as a people. Because that's one thing we just can't have is our people to lose our spirit of and give up hope on our own on ourselves. But yeah, that's the only thing I wanted to do was to tell you, commend you on what you just said. It's very beautiful, and encourage those that are in the D.C. Maryland area, and those who are in middle school, high school or college, who would like to join the youth council. And if they need somebody to talk to, they can reach me at my number, 240-427-7234. And again, the number is 240-427-7234. Thank you.
And thank you very much, brother. I know exactly who you are, and you're doing a wonderful job, and you have a beautiful spirit. I love your spirit, and I know you love your people just like I do, and I would say praise be to our Creator. We both are doing a wonderful job here in the metropolitan D.C. area. And we're not from here, but we were sent here by the Creator because D.C. is the center of the world change. The world is changing, and D.C. is the center. D.C. is the headquarters of information getting out all over the world, whether it be negative or good. The world listens when D.C. talks, okay? So we got to work here in the Washington area. I was in here, and I'm not going to be long, and the Creator is blessing me to do. Praise be to Him, a wonderful job. And just bringing love, not so much talking, or teaching, but just showing the people love, and especially African-American people, because they're so beat down. We've been so beat down. We need a lift up, and we need to lift each other up. There's one of our ancestors that said, scholars, he said that we should never look down on an individual unless we're picking them up. And that's words of wisdom that were kept to bring us out of slave mentality and slave conditions. Love, love, love is the key. Frankie Beverly, our singer, said, love is the key. You see? And love is the key, you know? When we loved each other, back when I was growing up in the 50s and the 60s, before immigration, we picked each other up. We had a mother, but everybody in the neighborhood was our mother. And everybody in the neighborhood was our father. If they seen us doing something wrong, they could correct us. Even in school, the school teachers could correct us. And before we were brought to America, in my conclusion, in Africa we had a saying all over the continent, it takes a village to raise one child. We got to come back to the concept. And when we come back to these concepts and learn our history, and we get back in the struggle fighting like Malcolm X, being willing to die for our freedom, and our freedom is our future, and our future is our children. So why are they killing the children? Because the enemy knows the children is our future. And the only way we can stop this is like working with groups like the NAACP, working with groups like the Islamic group, the Muslims, the Christians. All of us got to work together. Put down these titles. If you black in America, if you black in the world, you black. I don't care what you call yourself, Muslim, Christian, Hebrew, Israelite. If you black, you're black. And the enemy is attacking the black man because he knows we're the strongest and the most powerful people on the planet if we get the knowledge of who we really are. And that's what his greatest weapon is, keeping us ignorant. So we got to educate ourselves with good knowledge, with true knowledge. We got to do research, study history, and stop following the slave mentality that we've been indoctrinated in for over 500 years here in America. Stop it today, right now, because we don't have long about the enemy right now. He's got what's called population control, and America's getting ready to destroy all of the people in America, but they're starting with the black people first because they know if the black people survive, they know that the world is automatically going to be transformed back into a world of freedom, justice, and equality for all people. So I thank you again, brother, and we got another guest. Want to bring them on, and you keep coming on, brother. And I'm going to work with you in the NAACP in D.C., and I'm going to work with you so I can say I'm one that's definitely with you and going to work with you. Peace.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Yes, thank you very much, brother. And I just want to let you know, too, that I was a member of the NAACP as a teenager in Little Rock, Arkansas with Miss Daisy Bates. And the Little Rock Nine, I worked with them, Miss Daisy Bates, actually a person friend of my family. Her husband and she were very close to my father. And she got him to get me to join the NAACP, and I stayed a member. Even when I moved to D.C., when they closed the school down, I was supposed to be going back the next year, too. But unfortunately, my parents, they didn't want me to come back. They didn't want me to miss out on my education, you know, this worldly education here, this society's education. They felt like it was necessary not to, We have to get the knowledge and wisdom that we need in order to exist in the society that we are part of. So they sent me up north here, as they call it up north, it's more so east, to my brother, to go to school here in Arlington, Virginia. So I didn't go back next year. They didn't want me to come back. They said, you just stay on up there. You don't need to come back here. So I wasn't able to be part of reintegrating Little Rock Central High School.
We were
a part of the idea belonged to the NAACP.
Excuse me, co-host.
That moment.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Do we have another guest that
needs?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay, do we have another guest that you need to bring on?
Yes, we do. We do have another guest. We have time. I'm getting to the guest, brother. But I want to let this brother know that I, too, was a member of the NAACP, and I would also like to join again here in the D.C. area. It's a nice organization. We have to join on and help our own, support our own. Now, yes, I'm coming to the other guest that we have, which is a 202-413-2512 number. And we'll bring that guest on now. I believe that guest hasn't been with us in a while, but I think I recognize that number as being our sister, Muslima. I'm going to bring her on now. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? If it's not Muslima, it must be Thaddeus, but I think that's Muslima.
Everything. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the time that you all are having for the people is very enlightening, very empowering. And we're not into the numbers. The numbers of how many people are on is up to the good Lord, but we just have to do the work. So I wanted to say that first. You know, with having history that we as a people have suffered, you know, it's all meant to strengthen us so that we can know our self-worth, you know, because we stand on the shoulders of giants. And we need to believe in ourselves, and we need to empower our children. And this is why generations have suffered, because that has not been done. I think the buck should stop with us and our children, so that the future generations won't have this generations of disconnect. That's what I really wanted to say about the comment that was made.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Sister Muslima. That word itself is so profound, connection. Because everything in creation has a connection with the Creator. And by having a connection with the Creator, its life is continued. Because the Creator of the heavens and the earth He's an ever-evolving creator. In other words, he never stops evolving and creating worlds. And life goes on beyond the grave. For the true man or woman of Almighty Allah, life is forever. So we have to connect. It's just like an electrical system. You know, you have a conductor, and that conductor sends the electricity through the wires so you can turn your lights on. Our creator is our conductor, and when we connect with him, he turns the lights on in our soul and in our mind and intelligence so we can see right from wrong, good from bad, reality from falsehood. So we must have a connection, a reconnection with our creator, because most people don't have a connection with the creator anymore. This is why most people doing the thing, saying the thing. The government has legalized same-sex marriage because they don't have a connection with the creator. Yeah, same-sex marriage, and they done legalized all kinds of immoral things in this country and in the world. And that's because the world of people in general have forgotten who created them. And I'm going to say this, and I'm through. When you forget your creator, you forget your very soul, and you forget your very life. Because our life as human beings is not our physical body, it's the spirit of our creator in our body. He said when he put his spirit in our body, after he created our body, we became what? Living soul. So our life is as a soul, it's not as a body. So we have to get beyond the material. We have to get beyond materialism in order to come into the understanding that the material world is just a test and an illusion, but the real world and the real life is inside of us. The kingdom of our creator is inside of us. And nobody is going to go to heaven that ain't already in heaven while they're on earth. You got to live in heaven on earth in order to go to heaven when you die. That's all I got to say.
That's true. And you got to go through hell in this life to get to heaven.
That's exactly right.
You got, as they say, you got to go through it to get to it.
That's exactly right. No pain, no gain.
Right. I mean, this life is meant to be a trial. This is not heaven for those who are listening.
That's right.
This is learning your self-worth of your soul. It's not about like Imam Dushahi said, it's not the physical, the material, it's the spiritual that's going to give you your self-worth. You worried about this world, or you need to be worried about hereafter as well.
That's right. In fact, you need to be more so concerned about the life hereafter, because that's eternal. This world we're in now is a temporary world. Our physical bodies are temporary. They're going to die. The moment we're created, we begin to die physically as a sign that that's not your real life. That your real life that was created is eternal. Even the Christians say that God gave us life that we may have life more abundantly, but the Quran clears that, make it more clearer. Abundantly means eternally. Forever.
That's right.
You know, because the Creator is eternal. So if he put his eternal life in me, he gave you eternal life. He didn't give you just temporal life. He gave us eternal life when he put his Ruach, his spirit in us. So we should be striving for that, the eternal life, you know? And not the temporal, thinking that we're going to stay here in this temporal world, because that is self-deceit. Because we know if we just use common sense, as the program title is, that everything we see going to one day pass away. We're
exactly.
Just here for a season and a reason.
And those people who claim to be, if y'all are listening, you say that you don't believe in the Creator, you didn't create yourself. You know, did you think that you would have to buy oxygen to breathe? The air that you have is a mercy from the Creator. The oxygen follows you everywhere you go.
That's right.
Even if you're ungrateful, he's still blessing you. You're still benefiting from his greatness, even if you don't praise him. He's a mercy.
Excuse me. Forgive me for the interruption, but my sister, we're not really able to hear you that well. You begin to talk kind of soft, and your voice is roaring. So could you speak louder, please?
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Is that better?
Yes, if you can continue with that tone of voice.
Oh, okay, yes, thank you. Could you hear anything I said or no?
Yes, I did hear a sound, but it was sort of blurred, and it, you know, was fading out a little.
Okay,
I need to let you know you need to speak loud.
Yeah, I just wanted to say for those that they don't believe, you didn't create yourself. And you're benefiting every day from the oxygen and the air that he gives you. You know, when you went to work, did you think that there would be packaged oxygen waiting for you? No, the oxygen follows you everywhere you go. That's his mercy. And even when you're sleeping, I would like to say this if I may. When
yes,
sleeping,
we want to thank you very much. What we are doing, hearing here now, audience, is what we call common sense knowledge and phrases. That's what we were just talking about. We got to get away from the knowledge of this world and say, and the books that we're reading and the system, and come from within and think reality, think natural, think common sense. This is the voice of the Creator from within, as they are saying. And we've got to put our priorities in place, in order. Our main concern is not so much as here on earth, but what we're doing here on earth, how it's going to lead us back to where our journey ends, where we're returning to our Creator. Are we together? Are we ready? How are we preparing ourselves? And He put us here to learn to love one another, beginning
That's
with
right.
self, beginning with family.
Right.
We learn to love our brothers and neighbors and sisters
That's
and
right.
all the creation that's around us. We respect it and treat it good. And
right.
because of being caught up in this system and the knowledge
That's
that it's given to us, we're doing just the opposite. We're hating and destroying not just human beings, but all of God's creation is being destroyed. The animals in
yes,
the sea,
right.
the animals on land, even the food that we eat, that grows in the earth.
Salam alaikum.
Yes,
Walaikum Salaam. We don't want to overlap each other. Give each other a chance to finish what they're saying first. Once they're finished, then we will have you to come on or the other person to come on. But we want to give each other a chance to complete what they're saying.
Would you give Muslim a chance?
At this point so that we can bring on another
right.
guest that's trying to talk.
Phone water.
All right, but you come
what
on, brother.
Anything
that happens,
you drop it, you
can
fall. You never heard of
that?
I
might have,
but
I
forgot.
If you're in the bathroom with the phone dropping, then you know you're listening. Sister Muslima,
we can hear your background.
Radio,
yes, we hear a conversation in the back, and that's interrupting what we're trying to say. It's sort of conflicting and causing confusion at this point. Mr. McLean, thank you for coming on.
Wash your dishes and everything while the water is too hot.
I still hear that conversation. I think we have someone else on here.
Yeah, we do. We do. We do. I know we do.
Yes, I'm going to take this other person off. They probably didn't realize they were on. All right. For a moment there, we had a little disruption here and conflict. We have to learn, too, that we must allow one person to finish before
That applies to all of us. That applies to me
yes,
as the
right.
host. That applies to you as the co-host also. Let people
all
finish
right, so
before we come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, exactly. When the host and the co-host speak, they're speaking to everybody, not just the staff or a particular person. When we express ourselves as hosts and co-hosts, we are talking to everyone who's listening, the listening audience, too. Whenever anyone is speaking, we give the other person a chance to finish what they're saying first. And we want to just be conscious of that because we can get excited and get so involved, we don't realize that we are interrupting the other person. But this is my reason for expressing myself at this point because of all the confusion that was going on at that particular moment there. All right, we'll turn the show back to Imam Jaheed Shabazz and let him continue with the beautiful discussion of common sense ain't so common.
Well, assalamu alaikum. First of all, we apologize for the little confusion there. That's life. You know, you just move on past that. You don't get hung up. As a people, that's another thing I just want to mention. We can disagree to agree. And one of the things that we got to learn, if we're going to overcome the conditions of slave, the effects of slavery, we have to first learn love and respect for ourselves and each other. And that's not hard. That's easy because it's already in your nature. Almighty God, Allah, said he created the nature of good in all every human being. So, and I would say out of experience in the worst of slavery of any people in the history of mankind, the African American, we are still the most loving people to other people, but we don't love ourselves. And we are the most loving people. We love even those who mistreat us. We love those who mistreat us. I want to emphasize. But we have to start learning to love and respect ourselves and each other. I love my people. That's why I can work here in Washington, D.C., and I don't have to say a word. The people are attracted to me like bees to honey. Why? Because they feel love, and there's so much coldness in D.C. It's political capital of the world. Well, no, but most of the people, they look at the politicians over on Capitol Hill and the corruption they do, and they ain't really trying to help the city, except where the rich people stay. They don't care about the poor people here. And so I think the greater for sending me here just to bring love. It ain't so much worth talking all the time. It's showing love. Love is an action word. It's how you treat people. It's how you treat one another. And so that's basically what I want to say. Love is the key to change in the world, but it has to be real love, with unconditional love, with no ulterior motives. I see people here in D.C., and this makes me feel good more and more, helping each other. I met a man yesterday in the store. He didn't know me. We just started talking. And seemed like I've been doing them all my life. We have to come back to loving each other. Before integration, and I'm through, before integration, when we had segregation, we loved each other. I hear somebody talking. I don't know who it is. You want to say something?
I tried to cut everyone off that I thought that I had turned on here. Do you still hear that noise?
Well, I heard someone talking while I was talking.
Yes, I believe you did. I heard it, too. Sometimes you can get background noise either. Also.
Okay. All right. But nevertheless, we'll continue with the program. I don't think it was intentional, but I can't really focus when other people are talking. Like we said, we can sing together, like my mother used to say, but we can't talk together. You know, that's only intelligence. That's common sense. So, I mean, when somebody's talking, you need to listen. When people are talking, anybody out here where I work at, I listen to them people. I was sharing with a man today that if you want to know how to help somebody, you know, if you're a teacher, you don't just keep talking to them. You let them tell you what their problem is. And then you can begin to let the Creator reveal to you what you can say to them to help them resolve their issues in life. You go to the hospital, you don't go in there and say, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I know something's wrong. They can't help you. So we need to learn to listen to each other more and stop talking so much, being dictators to each other when we're ignorant and don't even know what we're talking about. Listen. The Creator said he gave us 2 ears and 1 tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. You learn more by listening and observing, observation. That's all I want to say. I just want to give others an opportunity to come on this beautiful program.
Yes, sir. I think here we might have had what we call, and so background noise. It may be calming for both me and yours and mine. I kind of got up and walked near the window. It could have been from that. And it's probably from the guests, too. Sometimes we don't realize we have things going in the background, and that seems to appear to have been background noise rather than the person themselves who was talking that we were listening to. So I cleared all of it up by making sure I had cut all my guests off once they had spoken. And it's now quieter, but that was probably background noise that was coming from one of us, or maybe all of us at one time or another. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Okay, we want to go on with the show and the subject, Common Sense Ain't So Common. And I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Imam Shahid Shabazz?
Yes.
All right, you may continue with the show now.
Well, in the title of the show, Common Sense Ain't So Common, I heard that from a man here in Washington, D.C., and it caused me to think. I said, wow, he's right. Most people don't even use common sense, so it ain't common. See, when you say something is common, that means everybody doing it. But everybody ain't using common sense. What he was saying is most people, they don't use common sense, so it ain't common no more. You know, but Almighty God created us with common sense, so everybody had common sense at one time, Almighty God said. And what was that common sense? That common sense was that they all had in common the knowledge of God, their creator, and the purpose of life that he created for them to live, to love each other, not to hate each other or despise each other. That's common sense. To know right from wrong, that's common sense. And that common sense is really God sense. Take the common off and just say God sense. He put good sense in all of us. But he gave us free will, too. So whether you want to use your free will and use the God sense in you, or don't use the God sense in you, that's making you a fool by following your own foolish will and ways. That's your choice. But if you follow the will of Almighty God, then you'll have common sense or good sense. But if you follow your own will or ways, you'll be a miseducated fool all your life. And it won't come from the schools of the white man. It'll become because you don't believe in your creator no more. You have abandoned belief that he created you and he sustains you, like the sister was saying. The air you breathe, huh? You can't stop breathing and live. But who's sustaining that air? That's a creator you can't see. You see? Well, I feel the wind on me right now. I'm on the outside. I don't see the wind, but I feel it. I know it's a power that's causing that wind to blow on me. And I believe in that power. You're breathing and you're living. All of you that's breathing, walking, living, your body is functioning in so many ways inside you couldn't imagine. And all of that is happening by your creator. You ain't doing it. We ain't doing anything. Only thing we're doing is creating havoc and destruction for each other because we have forgotten who's in control. We're not in control, people. The creator's in control. But he let us go on and think we're in control and try to do it our way, and we see what our way as people have brought us to almost total annihilation of the human race. Let's turn back before it's too late to remember that we're not in control. Supreme Creator who we have, we can't see. He's in control. And ask him to guide us back to his way of life that he chosen and created us and put us here on this earth in the beginning. He said everything in the beginning he created good. So he didn't create anything bad. The bad come from us as human beings because we follow our own will and ways. So that's all I want to say on that. And let somebody else comment.
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz, I believe we have about 5 minutes left. Jim, you're going to try to see if you can't get the brother to come on again and comment from the NAC here, the 240-427 number. Yes, brother, is there anything else that you would like to say?
I really don't have anything much to say. Just, hey, common sense really isn't so common with how we put our own wills against others, against other people as well as the creator. And I know Brother Shahid, Iman Shahid, agrees with me with events of people's ego getting in the way with some event. There was an event with this rapper, David Banner, came to speak to the people of D.C., and the crowd turned against him all because his security was the Nation of Islam. And a lot of people don't know how Farrakhan has a history of those people who are rappers, or he did the same thing with Stokely Carmichael, who want to speak and their lives are being threatened, or anything like that. Like, they will provide security. And the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. I'm pretty sure if Colin Kaepernick wanted really feel fear for his life and he didn't trust the police, he could give Farrakhan a call, and the FOI would be there in a heartbeat to protect them. And the ego has to go if we're going to progress forward as a people. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And you said a lot. You you said, it may sound like you said a little, but you said a lot. You said what will free us, you know, and I want to say this briefly. You know, in the history before there was any human beings created, there was one called Iblis. Now, Iblis in Arabic means a jinn, and most commonly people call it Satan. You know, then he existed before the Creator created any human being, Adam and Eve. And, you know, what caused his fall was his ego. The Creator told him he was going to create man and woman, you know, man and woman. And he says, you're going to create some creatures that's going to shed blood and spread mischief on earth? The Creator said, I know what you know not. And he still didn't accept the Creator's plan. So that was his ego that caused him to fall from the grace of Almighty God. And the same thing happened to us down here on the lower plane as human beings. We have what's called our ego. And I want to say also our parents, for all human beings, Adam and Eve, in the garden where Almighty God placed Adam and Eve, it was a garden of heaven, paradise. The way that Satan got next to Adam and Eve was through their ego. Almighty God had told them to do something. And he said, as long as you do this, I'm going to protect you. Okay? And so Satan, being with Almighty God first, he had some wisdom and knowledge of the Creator that they didn't have. They was just on the scene, just created. So he stroked their ego and got them to turn away from the knowledge of their Creator, and they begin to fall and lose their spiritual life until they ask for forgiveness. So the ego is the center of the world's destruction that has always been, and until we lose our ego, we will be in nothing but self-destruction. That's where self-destruction comes from, your own ego. We have to humble ourselves and realize that we know nothing, and our Creator is all-knowing, and he said he created us different that we might get to know each other through knowing him. If we know our Creator, then you know who I am. You know I'm your brother. Regardless of my color, my religion, or background, if you know your Creator, you'll know we got the same Creator, and you'll know we're brothers in the spirit and sisters in the spirit, and we will love each other. I have people coming to me loving someone from all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. We have about a minute left, a little over on the show, so we'll allow him to, at this time to close out. And thank you, our listening audience. Imam Shahid Shabazz, could you close out with prayer, please?
Yes, I will. I'm going to say the opening prayer, people, of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of all people from Almighty God revealed to Muhammad 1,400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad, for all mankind. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina anta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Wa ad-dallin. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you.
Thank you,
Alice. Join us again next week, same time for the Radio Broadcast. and the Infinite Bar, and the Alchemy of the Creator. Oh, I hit the wrong button. But it's still supposed to be off. Where is the button that cuts the song? Oh,